Time again to bring you an update on how your checkoff dollars are being spent, courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Yes, checkoff chats. Again, focused in on how checkoff dollars contributed by beef and dairy producers go into research, education, and, of course, promotion. And our friends at Equity Cooperative, happy to support the program. Don't forget, find out more about them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs, celebrating 100 years. Sarah Agna is along with us. She is the nutrition specialist and dietitian on staff with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And while many of us are grilling out in the backyard and enjoying things such as that, boy, Sarah, you have been busy trying to reach out to those healthcare professionals and Beef Council making fantastic partnerships, all on behalf of helping people understand the nutrition value in beef, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, we're finally in grilling season, I think, especially today with it being so hot. But yeah, you know, there's those certain cuts that we can pick, and just a little bit of education to pick those leaner and nutritious cuts.
Well, and we're not just talking about educating consumers. You have some very interesting partnerships with people in the healthcare industry. Tell me about that, Sarah.
Yeah, definitely. We have a major sponsorship with the American Heart Association, the Milwaukee chapter, and they just had their Go Red for Women celebration in Milwaukee on June 9th. So this brings together people from the Milwaukee area, even outside of Milwaukee, to celebrate the American Heart Association, and also it's a big fundraiser for them. So they have a lot of silent auction items. They do kind of a live auction, and this is just to raise funds to educate people when it comes to heart attacks and strokes. So it's always a great event, and we've been a sponsor of this event for probably over 10 years now.
You know, and what I find interesting is those healthcare professionals, although obviously we have a lot of respect for them, they too can use a little brushing up on the benefits of beef.
Oh, definitely. And there's always new research out there. And health professionals know that. But sometimes they just don't have the time to sit down and read through all the research. So that's where I come into play. And I'm able to give them all that current research that we have regarding beef and lean beef cuts and how beef can be part of a heart healthy diet.
What kinds of questions do you get, Sarah? I mean, that's, like I said, we've shared stories before about how some physicians just outright tell people to stop beef if they've had a heart condition or something like that. What kinds of questions do you get when you're at this kind of an event?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the key things is there is, unfortunately, some physicians that still tell people after a heart attack or stroke that they need to really limit their red meat intake. The old train of thought was you have to drop your red meat intake to 2 times per week, and that's including pork too. So that doesn't give us a lot of leeway. But in the past 10 to 15 years, beef has become leaner because of trimming practices and, more importantly, how we're feeding those animals. So just like I'm a human dietitian, our producers have dietitians that work with the animals. So they're eating a well-balanced diet. So they've actually are being raised leaner. And right now we're at about 50 cuts are deemed as lean.
Right. And those are the kind that they would obviously want to advise their patients to look at. Now, it's not just about the partnership with healthcare physicians and healthcare providers in that event, Sarah. The Wisconsin Beef Council stays very active with all kinds of different groups of people that are advising people on their diet, on nutrition. Tell us a little bit more about the summertime activities that have been going on.
Yeah, we have the Dietetics Association meeting, which we talked about a couple months ago. And then tomorrow I'll be heading to the School Nutrition Association Conference. And again, this is a conference that we've been going to for years and years. And this gives me the opportunity to share some of our K-12 recipes with the school nutrition professionals and just to be there to answer their questions. Because school nutrition changes on a yearly basis, and it can be confusing. So just getting them that nutrition information. And what we're also doing tomorrow is we've put together a panel of professionals to talk about how our local producers can start to get product into the schools. So I'm super excited for that panel and to hear what our professionals have to say about getting local beef into our schools.
Well, that is excellent. I'll be following up with you on that one, I'm sure. You know, the other part that's interesting for parents that have kids in school, the constraints that those lunch ladies, those school menu preparers have is pretty substantial, not only from USDA guidelines, but from a financial standpoint. So you really bring a couple different skills to their table.
Yeah, definitely. And most of the beef that does get distributed to schools is already cooked. So they call them crumbles. And it's just ground beef that's already cooked, and it saves time. And most importantly, it's for food safety aspect because of short staff and how quickly these school nutrition professionals have to get meals on kids' plates. So just being there to give them recipes and different ways that they can use these crumbles in school nutrition, it's super helpful.
Right. Again, Sarah Agna along with us. She is a registered dietitian on staff with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars. For the recipes that Sarah's talking about or more research information, go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. We're also happy to have along with us our friends from Equity Cooperative Livestock, another sponsor for these Checkoff Chats. Celebrating 100 years, go to equitycoop.com. What other events are you looking forward to either this summer or fall, Sarah? I mean, everybody's schedule is jam-packed, and that's also something we have to be respectful of with these healthcare providers. But they take time to travel with the Beef Council and visit farms. I mean, they do have a natural curiosity about the message you're bringing.
Yeah, definitely. One of the ones that I did forget to mention, we were actually at the public health conference, too, about a month ago in the Dells. And that one I really like to go to because it does hit upon a bunch of different health professionals. And they're the people that are working directly with the consumer. So that was another good one we were at. And I'm actually looking forward to Farm Tech Days, too. So even though I'm not working with health professionals, I'm getting that nutrition message out to our consumer. And it's always a good time. And I get to sample, give out free food, which is always good.
Well, and obviously you'll be in the beef tent, so people can mark that down on their little agenda to come on by. And like you said, anytime is a good time to try to share the message of beef.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely, and looking forward to it. Trying to think of some of the other things. Once school starts again, we'll have our Beef in the Classroom grants going out there. So in the fall, I should be traveling a lot more and talking to those high school and family consumer science teachers about the benefits of beef and how to include beef into some of their recipes.
I don't want to jump out of turn here, Sarah, but now that we're kind of all getting back to a more normal pattern of life, what about those culinary students? Are we still hoping to be able to work with them when it comes to cooking competitions, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. We still have a really good, strong relationship with some of the schools down in Lake Geneva where we're doing burger battles. Pro Start is another one that we do sponsor quite a few events. And I know this summer we're going to try to put together a couple of farm to fork tours with those Pro Start teachers. And they're not only teachers from Wisconsin, but we have some out of state teachers that come for these Pro Start trainings, and they absolutely love our farm to fork tours because they are so educational, and I've probably been on over 20 of these farm to fork tours, and I still learn something every time I go. Well, so I really appreciate that our producers let us do this.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, Sarah Agna along with us. She is the dietitian on staff with the Wisconsin Beef Council and a busy gal during the summer months. As she said, if you want to catch up with her and learn a little bit more about Wisconsin beef or beef in general, come to Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. That's July 12th through the 14th up in Loyal. For all the recipe information you can handle, looking for nutrition information about beef, then go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. That's our Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and Equity Cooperative Livestock, celebrating 100 years. Visit equitycoop.com.